He decided he just let Neil go ahead and do it, and then they'd have the show. Hey, so Neil may not be on the air tonight. Neil Saavedra may bail out. Stay home there in Newberry Park. Kick that bag he's got hanging out near his garage. He's got a bag shaped like a guy. He walks by it every day and just kicks the thing, and it's artificial nuts as he's walking to his car. I went to a party at Neil's house one night. He has a Sandman hanging outside on a chain. It's a guy. It's a sand guy. And he just walks by when he's feeling bad. He just kicks the thing right between the legs and motors off into the day. And at this one party we went to, I think it was for the, I know it was for the Tyson-Holyfield fight. Just before the fight started, everybody went downstairs with drinks and started beating the crap out of the sandbag. I'm down there, you know, your wife, your girlfriend, and all these guys are standing around kicking the crap out of a sandbag. Anyway, 1-800-4, what is our number? I can't remember from one day to the next. Are we on the air? 1-800-5201-KFI, 1-800-4498.
And now, here's Phil.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Thanks, Tony. Tony Sorrentino's injured tonight. Usually Mike Crozier is our engineer, but when Tony's in, we just say he's injured. Tony is in here running all this crap. Margaret Gray is going to join us talking about a column she'll publish. She's a nationally syndicated newspaper columnist, and we'll be talking about something she's writing about tomorrow in her column. It's a fairly standard discussion about children's costumes. I saw something the other day at the kids' school. They sent a flyer out. It said, we are encouraging the kids to wear... What was the term? It was an interesting term. Affirming positive attitude costumes. And, you know, because they don't want, I guess, to see any more Darth Mauls. So let's bring Margaret on from Santa Monica this evening here on The Phil Henry Show.
The Margaret Journal.
1-800-449-8686. Margaret, good evening to you, and how are you?
I'm doing well, Phil, although we had a little bit of a problem here at our house, and I'm still recovering from that. I don't know how many arguments. Do you get into very many arguments with Maria?
Oh, boy. I don't know. Maybe one a month, you know, when we really have a... We don't ever have a... Well, yeah, knockdown, drag out. We try not to because it's debilitating, isn't it?
It really takes an awful lot out of you. Frank and I had a terrible, terrible argument last night, and this was about the Halloween costume that Jason Jay was going to wear to a Halloween party today. And we had agreed on the very thing that you're talking about, something that is positive and something that is life-affirming, I felt would be a very, very good thing for him to wear. I don't want to see my boy dressed in anything that I think, for instance, provokes is derivative of a violent character.
I know. The kids are going to wear that stuff, though. What are you going to do? They're going to wear their, their ninja costumes.
Well, I know that they identify with a lot of the films, the Wild Wild West, and this sort of thing. But I walked in. I had been to 5 different stores getting this costume together for Jason Jay. I walked in. My husband has taken it upon himself to go out and to procure things for Jason Jay's costume. I walk into the house, and he's got out black some grease paint, and he has a straw hat, and he's got an old raggy coat, and he is dressing him up as a hobo. I said to him,
This was Frank with your son.
Frank, and he had a little red handkerchief on a stick and all of that. And, you know, with the knapsack and everything. I said to him, Frank, you're not going to dress that child as a hobo or a tramp. And he told me it was easier that way. It was a lot more cost effective. I said, I understand. You will not dress that child as a hobo for Halloween. It's not going to happen to my son.
Well, can I offer an opinion?
Yes.
Well, hobo, I wouldn't call that a, I wouldn't call that a violent thing.
It's not a violent thing. It's not something for my son, Jason Jay. I don't want him going off to that school dressed in that costume. It's not him.
Yeah, but thousands, millions of kids every year, for crying out loud, go as hobos. As a matter of fact, the very first, the very first Halloween costume that I ever had, I think, was...
Phil, that's good for other families. I don't know that this is really the point.
Well, I think it is the point. I mean, millions of other kids wear it. I mean, the very first costume that I ever had was a hobo costume. I had a plastic mask.
Frank has got a bottle in a bag, in a brown paper bag, and a cigar, but I said this is not good for Jason. I do not want him in this costume.
Yeah, but like I said, you're going to have millions of kids out there, and it's cost-effective.
I think one of the things you need to understand, though, that's good for other families. That is fine for other families. That is not good for me, and it's not good for my son, and it is not good... It's certainly not something that I think is a life-affirming, a positive costume.
Well, okay, so all the other kids that are wearing hobo costumes, and
it may be fine for other people's children. I'm not here to pass judgment on someone else's children. I don't know other people's children. For my son, it's not the right thing. And I told Frank that. He knew that I didn't want that. And let me ask you a question, Phil, so that we're very clear on what's going on here. Because I had been to four different stores, and I had been procuring a lot of different items for the costume that I thought would be interesting. And we had a terrible fight. And
you and Frank had a fight over what? Sounds like you had a fight over the hobo costume.
We just didn't have a good night, but we had a terrible, terrible fight. And
so the hobo costume, I guess, is out, huh?
It's not right for my son, no.
It may be right for other people's kids.
It may very well be something that other people want to put their children in, Phil. I don't know. My son is not going to go out on Halloween dressed as a hobo.
All right, I got it.
Now, let me ask you this. What is wrong? What is really wrong if shown in a positive light? What is wrong with... dressing a child up for Halloween, if he wants to, and Jason Jay told me that he does, dressing your child up as Jesus Christ or as Jesus the Son of God. And
you and Frank obviously had a fight about that.
Yes.
Whose idea was that?
That was mine. And I'll tell you why.
Oh, boy, Margaret.
Let me tell you why, Phil. It is historical. It is much more positive. You know, I think the costume is very tasteful because it shows Christ when all were against him, but he was still there for the world. And
you're dressing your kid up as Jesus Christ?
Yes.
I don't know, Margaret. I mean, there's a lot of people who are going to be offended.
The only reason why, Phil, is because Jason Jay is a very special boy. He's had a very, very difficult year. He has gone to some summer tutoring because he had a very bad year in school last year. He was turned down for that part in the John Hughes movie. As you know, he does some acting.
Yes, I know.
He is getting braces next month. You know a lot of things that will culminate and really make it difficult for a child? And a lot of things have culminated and made it very difficult for Jason Jay. He's entering the fifth grade. We really wanted something special for him. And
so your idea, what did you guys have an argument over, the hobo costume or you want to dress him as Jesus Christ?
I thought from a historical perspective that would be a wonderful costume. I told Frank that there was no way he was going to dress that boy as a hobo. But I said to him, and I had gone to a nursery and I had gone to a makeup store. We've got a lot of different things.
How are you going to dress him? You're going to dress him up as Jesus Christ. First of all, you've got a lot of people who are Christians who are going to be offended by that.
I understand that, Phil, but the costume is tasteful. And it shows Jesus at a time in his life when he was very much up against the wall but still persevering. It is during...
What part of his life? We talk about the crucifixion?
During that period, yes, the crucifixion. And we went out, we spent an awful lot of time in the costume. I mean, we're talking about... Jason Jay's aunt came over and helped me with it. We're talking about we have a little crown of thorns and all of those things that I think, yes, from an untrained eye would think it was offensive. but we have all of the things that I think give him a historical life. And
you're putting a crown of thorns on the kid, and what else is it? I guess he's carrying a cross, huh?
There's a little cardboard cross, yes, and there's the stigmata and different things. But it's historical. And you have to understand, I've got a very special son who's been through a very difficult year. I want him to feel as if he's making strides in his life.
Well, what are you going to say when people say to you, how dare you take my religious icon, symbol of my religion, and mock it?
I will say to them, how am I mocking it?
How are you mocking it? By how are you mocking it?
Yes.
By dressing a child up in that costume for Halloween.
That is not mockery. That is historical recreation and the effort of a mother to make a child feel very, very special. He's had a very difficult year. He's not dressing as a hobo.
All right, I got it. He's not dressing as a hobo. I just don't know how dressing your kid as Jesus Christ for a Halloween party or trick-or-treating, for that matter, is going to be reserved. I don't have an answer for that. It's the Phil Henry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You know, there's a couple of things going on. Margaret Gray is our guest here on the Phil Henry Show. She is a nationally syndicated columnist.
The Margaret Journal.
And we're talking about a domestic problem in a lot of ways that you're having at home, Margaret.
No, Phil, we had an argument. Frank and I had an argument. You have to understand, we have so few positive role models in our society. When children are out on Halloween and they're dressed as a vampire, they're dressed as a serial murderer, they're dressed as Ted Bundy. There are so many negative images that the children are drawing from news. And I said to Frank, I don't want that child dressed as a hobo or a tramp or any of those things that are negatively resonating with him. He's a 10-year-old boy who needs positive reinforcement.
And your idea, though, was to dress him in a Jesus Christ costume. Now, you said that you went and you call it historical.
I think it's very historical, yes.
All right, you went and got a costume. There's makeup, there's stigmata.
Yes, the lashing, they lashed our Lord, and there is the very clear evidence of that on the back of the gown. There is the cross and the crown of thorns. I'm not trying to focus so much on that. I'm focusing on the fact that Jason J. Delmonico has had a difficult year. He's a 10-year-old boy.
Now, for people who don't know, that is his stage name, correct?
That is the name that he uses in television and film, yes.
And Margaret's son has done some child acting. His stage name is Jason J. Delmonico.
Yes.
All right. I am simply saying to you, and I know you don't mean to be blasphemous, I think you're going to get some people upset. That's all I'm saying. Here's Laguna Niguel. Here is Solano Beach on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey.
Hi.
Margaret?
Ouch.
Hello?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Hey, Margaret?
Yes.
Halloween is the devil's holiday to begin with. And to have your child dress up as Jesus Christ is 100% sacrilegious. He is the Lord. He is not a costume.
I'm not saying that my son is Jesus Christ.
What if he goes out and gets into a fight in that costume?
Whatever. I'm not saying my son is Jesus Christ.
But he's dressing up in a very sacrilegious... Would you dress...
Let me ask the caller so I can cut through all of this, so I can cut through all the bull crap. What's sacrilegious about it, okay?
That is the Lord.
Her son is the Lord.
He's dressing up as the Lord. It is a symbol. It is our God.
A symbol or a man?
He is a God.
All right, so is he a symbol?
He is also a symbol.
So he's all of those things?
Yes, he is. Well, he's everything.
What about those recreations that they do on Easter Sunday?
That's totally different.
How is that different?
Because this young boy is going out dressed up as Jesus Christ to go collect Halloween candy.
And the pageants that they have on Easter is to what effect?
Meaning?
I'm asking you, what is the effect of a man dressing as Jesus Christ at Easter time?
We are reenacting
let
a very important...
I can't think of a more positive symbol in our society than our Lord Jesus Christ. If you want to dress your child as a hobo or a vampire or a ninja or all of these ridiculous symbols that represent violence, that's your business. I don't do that. I reinforce positive in my child, and I want him to feel special, and I want him to feel as if he's connected to something positive. And what you would do is not allow that, because you have your idea of what Jesus is. I think that Jason J. Delmonico has had a very difficult year.
There's a lot of children that have difficult years.
Right.
You can see them dressing
up
as Muhammad or Gandhi.
I'm not interested in them. I'm interested in my son.
This is outrageous.
And this is what I do for my son.
All right, thanks for your call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to say to her, you know, I think she's nuts. Her kid is going to end up hating her for doing this to him.
He wants to dress very, very much into it. He's very, very much into it.
Yeah, well,
she's
okay.
very excited about it.
Okay, you know,
I don't know
you
how
say
old
that,
you are.
You know,
I'm a mother
Jesus Christ
of three
is a great
sons.
Role model and all this other stuff.
Can you name a better role model?
Like,
than,
look good because all the rest of the stuff is bad. But
can you name a better role
like a
model than Jesus
or like
Christ?
A Disney character or something simple?
A clown
you know, still
is
a positive
something
image.
To be laughed at. A clown, if you want to talk about something to be laughed at, that's a clown. A Disney character doesn't even exist. And I certainly wouldn't put a child into some sort of fantastic costume of a character that has no bearing whatsoever on reality.
Uh-huh.
Now, I said to my husband, there are only certain costumes that are acceptable for my son. We mentioned Jesus Christ. We mentioned Superman. We mentioned...
Dress him up like Superman. Why are you going to make him dress like Jesus Christ?
Superman is fine. That's a very expensive costume. I went out and I bought these things. For $5, you can go out and buy all the things you need to dress your child as Jesus Christ.
But does your kid want to be dressed as Jesus Christ?
I think she already answered that. Anything else?
Yeah.
She said yes. Anything else?
My friend has a comment.
Your friend has a comment? Thanks for calling. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. So you hear these people. I told you this was going to happen, okay? I told you they're going to get a lot of people out there who are very, very upset with the idea of it being sacrilegious.
And they are not my son's parents. They don't know Jason J. Delmonico. And Phil, you know him.
He's a great kid. And you know what? One of the things that I think might hurt this child is calling him Jason J. Delmonico. Can't we just call him Jason?
Because he has worked very hard at accruing an awful lot of credentials in the acting field. He has.
I know he's been in a lot of commercials. I know he's been in films and everything. He's still a 10-year-old boy, okay?
But the point is, he's been through an awful lot. And Jason J. Delmonico, he was turned down for the John Hughes film I told you about. He had three commercial auditions. He was tutored this summer. There are a lot of things that this child has been through. Why not make this child feel very special?
Okay, you can make the kid feel special by getting a Superman costume.
Very expensive. If you go and get a...
All right, then you can make the kid... What are the other costumes you said would be okay?
We mentioned Jesus Christ, Superman, a U.S. Army general. Michael Jordan, I thought, would be wonderful, but he did not want the Michael Jordan because we wanted to strive for some kind of accuracy. And the Michael Jordan costume, obviously, he needed to have his head shaved. He wouldn't have his head shaved. And
you were going to... What were you going to do? Brown him up and...
You can use a base, a mocha base.
And shave his head.
Yes. And he absolutely screamed. He didn't want to do that. There are a lot of costumes, Phil. We thought this was easy. We thought this was one that would be inexpensive. We thought it would be perfect. And that's why we are saying to him, this is a good thing for you. And Frank and I had a terrible argument.
Well, obviously your husband is not approving. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Bonjour et merci de voler des lins rien de Phil Hendry. Nous contrerons d'une altitude de 30 000 pieds. D'ailleurs, Jerry Lewis. Le soir de votre repas, Poodle. Je devrais mentionner Doobie American. Et maintenant, voici Phil.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686 with Margaret Gray, nationally syndicated columnist. Dressing your kid up as Jesus Christ on Halloween. You knew, you had to have known that that was going to get people upset.
I'm not interested, Phil, in other... You need to understand...
No, you knew that that would get people angry and that would push buttons, didn't you? And you knew...
I am not interested in other people. I'm interested in my own son and making my son feel special after a very difficult year.
Can't you make him feel special dressing him as a U.S. Army general, you said? You could make him feel special as dressing him as King Arthur, as you said. You could make him feel special as dressing, you know... dressing him up like Superman.
We thought of King Arthur. We wanted the King Arthur during the Camelot or the Camelot period. And
what is Camelot?
A lot of people pronounce it Camelot. It's Camelot or Camilo. It is French and it means the a wonderful land.
And all right, why not dress him up as King Arthur?
Because, Phil, we wanted the boy to feel as special as he could. And walking around in the robes of Jesus, bleeding from the hands, and, you know, exhibiting signs of torture, in our opinion, would give him that feeling.
All right, here is Phoenix on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, thank you.
Yes,
ma'am.
I have
a comment.
Yes, ma'am.
I understand that you would like to do something positive for your child, but knowing
thank
that
you.
This is going to create such a response from anybody, would you be prepared with as bad of a history that he's had this last year, to put him through more ridicule?
Well, I'll tell you, Jason J. Delmonico has done some acting, so he does get into character. He has done, he's one of the few children, I guess you'll meet, who's done professional acting. And Jason J. Delmonico can infuse himself with the character and recognize that, yes, it will get responses from people, but it will make him feel special. That is what I tried to say to Mr. Hendry. That's the important thing. I
don't
think
see how he's going to feel special being ridiculed by other people.
Well, I'll tell you. When you are on stage, you have an opportunity to make an impact positively and negatively. And you'd be surprised when we all went to see Phantom of the Opera. Well, how could the Phantom inspire anything positive in us? The Phantom did, didn't he, in the end?
But this is
the Phantom of the Opera.
This is not a stage.
Halloween is every bit a stage. Halloween is every bit a costume ball. It is every bit theater. And
this is real life for him. He's 10 years old.
He wants to do it. Jason J. Delmonico is different from... Are you a mother?
I am, actually. I have two daughters.
Have any of them done any film acting?
I beg your pardon?
Have any of them done any film acting?
No, they have not.
All right. Jason J. Delmonico has.
Okay, but I think we're talking about two issues. We're talking about a child on Halloween dressing up and having to deal with ridicule that he may receive.
But you understand what I'm saying.
And you know, the other thing that
that Jason J. Delmonico has been an actor.
Can't we call the boy Jason?
His name is Jason. It's Jason J.
Okay.
But you understand he's been an actor.
I do understand that, but I still feel, especially if you're using, I mean, one of the things that you mentioned as a reason for this costume is the fact that the other costumes are expensive. Well, I am a single parent, and I do have two daughters.
There you go.
That are
there.
11 and they are 13, and I don't think it comes down to money. I think if you're wanting to do the right thing for your child, that's
exactly
not what it comes down to.
And that's what I'm doing, the right thing for my child. My child will feel special. He's not getting into a hobo costume.
Regardless of the ridicule he may have to
he will get into the Jesus Christ costume because he wants to.
If he didn't want to?
Then I wouldn't force it on him. But Jason J. feels he can pull this off. Who am I to say no?
You're his mother. That's who you are to say no.
To a young boy who wants to try something positive, I don't think so.
It sounds like it's your choice.
All right, thanks for your call. Wichita on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, well, doesn't this lady hold anything sacred? She keeps referring to Jesus Christ as the Lord. She obviously is a Christian. Why wouldn't she hold that as being sacred?
Nobody
carried around something sacred costume.
There's no one I've talked to so far that has convinced me that this is sacrilegious in any way, shape, or form. I've got a lot of people who are being emotional, but I don't have anyone who's telling me that it's sacrilegious.
Well, what do you mean emotional? It's not just
an emotional issue.
It's an issue of being sacred.
It is something
that you revere and that you don't parade around like you would a vampire or a hobo.
I do revere, and I think it's about time that Jesus Christ made an appearance at Halloween, don't you? Don't you think it's about time that Jesus made an appearance at Halloween to offset the vampires and the devils? If you thought about it that way, if you broadened your mind and thought about it that way, wouldn't it make sense?
No, because it's a sacred thing. You don't take the manifestation of God on earth and bring him around as something like a character out of fiction or something.
Jesus doesn't show up where the devil is.
Excuse me, the devil come visited him.
There you go. Jesus did battle with the devil. And I think if it's the devil's holiday, it's time for Jesus to make a
stand. It's not the devil's holiday. It's all
Darling, we are not talking about just any child. We're talking about my son.
That makes it even more important. You're not teaching them that it's something sacred. That
yes, I must
be revered and to be put back,
Jason
not to be traded around.
Jason J. Delmonico is completely aware of the fact that it's sacred. I have spoken with him about it. He knows this. He wants this.
Well,
there, see? Aren't you... Do you understand now?
No, I don't, ma'am. I think you're being ludicrous.
If you sit down and think about it, I think you'll
I hold that the form of Jesus sacred. Why would you want to parade it around like?
All right, I think we're just chasing our tail here. Here's Bakersfield on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Go ahead.
Yeah. First of all, no disrespect, but you sound kind of like a snob.
I love my son.
I know you love your son. I love my kids, too. But you keep, referring to Jesus as your Lord, and you want to be Jesus' positive role model.
Exactly.
Yet you have repeatedly said how you don't care about other kids. See, that's,
I don't. I have no responsibility for other children. I have responsibility for my own child, Jason J. Delmonico, who has been in a number of feature films.
But just that comment.
Who is able to... this when other children I don't think can.
Ah,
you
know now there's a guy. What about another kid dressed as Jesus?
I don't think they could pull it off.
Well, okay. I don't think any kid should have that kind of pressure, especially a 10-year-old kid.
I'm not putting him under any pressure.
I have to jump in on behalf of the guest and say, as she said many times, her son wants to do this. She's not forcing the kid into doing it.
He's a 10-year-old child. I don't think he really understands what it would mean to represent Jesus Christ and actually portray him
What's so tough about it?
What's so tough about
you
it?
You walk around, you're bleeding, or whatever it was that he did. You've got a cross.
Do you understand what Jesus Christ means to the Christian community?
Absolutely.
What do you mean what's so hard about it? He died on a cross. That man was crucified.
Yes,
there's a lot of responsibility to represent that.
Absolutely.
And you think a 10-year-old son understands what that would mean?
Well, we teach religion in school, don't we? Ah, yes, got you on that one too, didn't I? You see, sir, if we are going to teach children religion, we need to let them live that religion. And that is what our home.
But he's not
and
Jesus
And to say
Christ.
On the one hand that a child is taught religion, on the other hand he can't possibly understand what it was that Jesus went through, I think is a little hypocritical.
Well, then the same
My
you're
son
that he
is
should be
different.
Persecuted.
My son is different.
And you think he should be persecuted?
He's not going to be persecuted.
Well, you just said he
to
needs to live it. You just
and
said
respected.
You just said he needs to live it.
All right. What is the caller's problem with? You know what? These are terrible calls tonight. And your call, Margaret, leads it off, because nobody is saying what they mean.
I told you what I mean.
Well, I want to find out from the caller and from you what you guys are talking about here. Sir, in Bakersfield?
Yeah.
What is your main objection?
He thinks it's sacrilegious.
Yes, but you have said you don't know what that means, okay?
Well...
And you don't like the idea of a kid dressed as Jesus. Why? Because you care about the kid being what? Ridiculed or because it's sacrilegious to you? You see, this is an interesting... I tell you this, it's fascinating because nobody really knows how they feel about this. They just are... They're really emotional.
I know how I feel. I know how Jason J. Delmonico...
And would you knock it off with Jason J. Delmonico?
Yes.
The kid's name is Jason.
Delmonico.
And, there's lots of ways to make your kid feel special besides making him...
All right, but what is your main objection? What is your objection? I don't know what you're talking about. First of all, you're saying you care about the kid.
Well,
you think it's sacrilegious.
Yeah,
what's the main objection that you have to the...
There's several issues.
No, there's going to be one issue here. What is the main objection that you have? What's your main objection? It bothers you. Is that it?
If I have to pick one, I don't think that the 10-year-old boy should have the pressure of having to go out on...
All right, so it's the pressure of a 10-year-old boy. Okay, great. 1-800-449-8686.
You're very rude tonight, Phil.
Well, I'll tell you why I'm being rude, okay? This is you opened up the can of worms by saying that you didn't want your son to be a hobo. You want your kid to be Jesus Christ because you want him to feel special.
Yes, exactly.
And I told you that a lot of people would find this sacrilegious. Now, what's happening here is there are people calling in who say, well, it's sacrilegious, but they don't really know what that means. They don't want the kid to feel pressure, but you're coming back and saying that the kid wants to do this, okay? So let me jump in with my opinion.
I am the boy's mother.
I'm jumping in with my opinion now.
But I know what's best for Jason J. Delmonico.
Yeah, Jason J. Delmonico Let me just say that, first of all, I think you think he's the Son of God, personally.
That is ridiculous.
Okay, well, the way you talk about him, it sounds like you think he's the Son of God. Secondly, I think there probably isn't anything wrong with dressing somebody up as Jesus Christ on Halloween. I don't think there's anything sacrilegious about it, and I don't think God is going to frown on it. However, I will say this. People like you do it because you want to piss people off.
That is a lie.
No, you want to make them angry, you want to get a rise out of them, and you want to get noticed, don't you?
My son wants to do this.
I understand that Jason J. Delmonico wants to do this because he's an actor, but the fact of the matter remains, you are doing it so that you can hold your son up there and say, look at all this very controversial thing that he's doing here. It's got nothing whatsoever to do with the kid having a good time or making him feel special.
That is an absolute lie, Phil. You've completely misread it. Jason J. Delmonico wants to do this because Mommy told him that it was a good thing to do, and he agreed.
Ah, Mommy told him to do this, and he agreed, even though Daddy said, let's just put the kid into a freaking hobo costume, send him out on the street, and leave him alone. And that is right at the very crux of this. There's nothing sacrilegious about dressing a kid as Jesus, but anybody that would do it is obviously trying to just piss people off, because it is emotional. It's got nothing whatsoever to do with anything having to do with anything else. Okay? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Here, 1-800-449-8686 with Margaret Gray, who's rabble-rousing here.
The Margaret Journal.
On the Phil Hendry Show. I just find it really interesting.
You know, Phil, what I find interesting is that you take a mother's love and you twist it to mean it's rabble-rousing.
Well, I do, okay? Dress your kid up as Jesus Christ, send him out there and create a big stink, and come on my show and do it on purpose.
I'm a mother who loves his son, and you are not a parent, and you don't understand. To make a child feel special, sometimes you have to take chances.
I'm not a parent. I'm a step-parent, though, and I see what my wife goes through every Halloween. Here's Temecula on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I have just one comment. You know, I just flew in from Florida, and I'm driving back to Temecula, and I had a question. I've been listening. I hear a lot of this religious bantering going about and whether or not the righteousness of her son dressing up as Jesus Christ. I see the whole thing as a simple form of just promoting her son. This whole thing is nothing but a marketing ploy. I mean, let's face it, I hear all this stuff. We can't afford a costume. The kid's in movies. You've got money. I don't want to hear you can't get a Superman costume.
I don't
You're
know what you're
me,
saying.
Man.
Jason J. Delmonico, who, yes, he has, and you find that amusing, but he has been in film, has absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with what we're talking about.
Oh,
we're talking about a boy dressing up as Jesus Christ. Yes, he can pull it off. He's a good actor.
There's no question whether or not he can pull it off. You said yourself, all they have to do is dress up and they walk around. But my question is, the simple fact that you can't even call him by just Jason, that you've got to be like a jingle where we've got to repeat the product 55 times a minute,
What you're saying then is that my guest here is promoting another movie.
Absolutely.
That is absolute trash, and I really resent that. Come on, what?
Then stop calling him Jason Alexander,
his
whatever.
His name is Jason J. Delmonico.
Isn't
that funny? You know something? It's amazing when you try something different how people will beat you down.
Trying something. Who's trying something different? Is it you? Is it your son? Was it your idea?
It was Mommy's idea.
It was Mommy's idea to dress.
Is his agent going to be there?
I'm really offended by that.
No, that's a good question. Is his agent going to go door to door with him? Jason J. Delmonico now as Jesus Christ.
You're going to bring him to Compton?
And why do you think that I would manipulate my son that way?
Because exactly, I've been in the entertainment business 20 years, and I've known lots of absolute power-hungry mothers, just like yourself, and I've known a lot.
Wait a minute, are you calling me a stage mother?
Absolutely.
How dare you? You know, how dare you?
How dare I? I just did. You can't even call him Jason. You got to keep saying his name because he's earned this. He's earned you. Absolutely a stage mother. You know you are.
Jason J. Delmonico is his stage name, yes. And I use the name Jason J. Delmonico because I want him to feel special. He's had a tough year.
He went to summer school. He got braces. He's going through what kids go through.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, what is...
You know, unless you understand what Jason J. Delmonico, what his potential is, if you're in the entertainment business, you'd understand this.
I am in the entertainment,
then you would understand. Jason J. Delmonico has...
If I got to hear that guy's last name one more time, his name's Gray.
His name is Jason J. Delmonico. Have some respect.
For what? He's 10 years old. Why do I own it? He hasn't earned any respect from anybody.
Excuse me. He just auditioned for John Hughes' next film.
Oh, big deal. What do you want me to give you a resume? You're going to name drop, lady? Come on now. Have some respect for your audience.
So why don't you have...
Whole town is filled with actors.
There's all kinds of actors. There's all kinds of kid stars.
They're not all Jason J. Delmonico.
Right, because some of them have Academy Awards.
A couple of them have done some blockbusters, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, a couple of them have made some big-time jingle, and a lot of them have been messed up by all of that experience. Why don't you let the kid be a kid, okay?
Phil, this time in history only comes once. This time in a young boy's life only comes once. It will never come again. The opportunity for Jason J. Delmonico to play Jesus Christ on...
To play Jesus Christ on Halloween.
I didn't say that, Phil.
No, you did. You said to play Jesus Christ on Halloween. So here we go. It's the next big performance starring Jason J. Delmonico as Jesus Christ with a bag of candy in his hand and a cross on his back.
Well, make sure you do a press release.
And that is blasphemy.
Why is that blasphemy? You're the one that's got him with a cross on his back.
That is blasphemy, the way you put it that way.
Well, make sure you do a nice press release. I'd hate to all this airtime and go to
that
waste.
Thank
you.
That is ridiculous.
But you know why you're making
that is ridiculous.
You think it's ridiculous because it's the absolute truth.
No,
and you
he is
know
not.
It.
Jason J. Delmonico is my son.
I don't even know who he is.
You don't know who he is?
No. What's he been in that I would know? Half of L.A. has no idea what he is.
Excuse me, but Jason J. Delmonico has been in at least two films, feature length.
Which ones?
He was in Forever and The Star.
Where were they?
I'm sorry?
Where did they play?
I'm sorry?
They didn't play on the East Coast.
They played all across America.
Forever and The Star.
Yes.
Okay.
Starring who? Who was in it?
Dick Byrne.
Who?
Richard Byrne.
Who?
Richard Byrne.
Richard Flaidman.
Yes.
Who is Richard Flaidman?
You know something? It's really sad that you would do this to a young boy.
Lady, I didn't do anything. All right, sir. I appreciate
lady,
your phone.
Lady, I've seen a lot.
All right, I got it. Your digital's busting up there on me, brother. Universal on the Phil Henry Show, Universal City. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am.
First of all, I agree totally with the last caller.
And that this is a publicity stunt.
Yes.
I'm equally offended
said,
by that.
I believe. Everything he said.
I'm offended.
And the second of all, if you want to portray your son as Jesus Christ on Halloween, why can he not just be a Jesus Christ that did a lot of good things for people rather than the tortured Jesus Christ on a cross?
What are you saying?
I think I know what she's saying. Aren't you saying that you have him be the guy that was like riding on a mule or something, not the guy that got flogged and beaten?
All these people, he did all these wonderful things. I personally don't believe in Jesus. I'm Jewish, but and I have no problem with him portraying Jesus Christ on Halloween, but why can he not just be the Jesus that did all these wonderful things rather than the tortured Jesus with blood coming out of his hands and a cross on his back?
I think that for Jason J. Delmonico, it's a meatier part.
And the reason you keep saying his name in full length is only because you're promoting him for something?
No,
again,
no,
I don't
no,
know anything that he's been in either, and I think it's more than half of L.A. that doesn't know what he's been in either.
You said you're Jewish?
Yes.
You're not Hispanic?
No, I'm not.
All right.
Why would you say that?
I thought there was an accent. I would say that it's a meatier part for him.
What do you mean, meatier part? The kid's going door to door. He's getting candy.
And you also said that you wouldn't let him dress up as a Disney character because it wasn't real, but you would let him be Superman, who was also not real.
But Superman was a man.
He wasn't real.
Superman was a man. He wasn't a chipmunk, and he wasn't a dog.
Superman is a character. Just like Mickey Mouse.
I'd have to see your sources on that.
Superman is not real.
What are your sources?